is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back to End of the Show. This is the third and final hour of today, this Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of people have commented about the music intro being too long. We have it that long for automation purposes due to the repeating of the show that repeats every 3 hours on the website as well as the TuneIn app, and then re-airs, rebroadcasts tomorrow morning during the drive time slot from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. The way the automation system works with the commercial breaks at the top of the news hour, where we use Michigan Talk News Network's news, they add the sports into the news along with their commercials for the news service, our commercial for the local network for our radio station, to get the clock synced up with my show clock. We have to run it for approximately 2 minutes. Before, it used to be 1 minute. Well, the automation clock system won't work with the top of the hour news, so that's why the show starts with an extended music intro. It's a good song. Listen to the words, you'll get through it. Looking at this most conservative voting record for the last 20 years, there's only been one state representative that got it three times. One. Others have gotten it a couple times, but only one state representative ever got the most conservative voting record. Who was it? Dave Ajema. Dave was the most conservative in 2009, only missed it by one vote in 2010 to his seatmate, who constantly looked over to see how Dave was going to vote. One vote difference gave it to Tom McMillan of Rochester. He's currently sitting on the Michigan State Board of Education. He got it in 2010. Then Ajema got it in 2011 and also 2012. A good friend of Dave Ajema's, Tom Hooker from Byron Center, got it twice, back-to-back in 2015-2016. State Representative Bob Janinski also got it twice. He got it in 2013 after Dave, and then 2014 before Hooker got it in 2015 and 2016. others that got it. Former State Representative Shane Hernandez, he ran as Lieutenant Governor candidate with Tudor Dixon. Surprising, State Representative Lana Tice got it back in 2018. That was her first year in Lansing before the swamp consumed her through the insurance companies. Steve Johnson in 19, Matt Maddock got it in 2020. State Representative Steve Johnson got it again in 21. Steve Cara got it in 22. And this year, Josh Shriver got it in 2023. And again, only one vote over others that could have been tied with him. What did Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign yesterday into law? Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second segment of hour number three. Before I get into this package of bills that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law yesterday, had a big, huge press conference. We'll get into all of that. I want to take a minute and remind you that today marks the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. 60 years ago today, November 22nd, 1963. Yes, I was 5 years old in kindergarten class, Mrs. Cusack's class, Yule Elementary on the corner of 23 Mile Road and Shelby Road, Utica Community Schools. And I'll never forget the voice of our principal, Mr. Roberts. Really deep, great radio voice. Came on the loudspeakers, the PA system, and said, "Good afternoon, boys and girls. This is Principal Roberts. I want you to go home right now and turn on the TV. History has been made in Dallas, Texas, just a couple of minutes ago. I want you to go home and see this on TV with your parents." Well, at least your mother, because they all stayed home while Dad went to work. "I'm going to ring the bell. For those of you who walk to school, I want you to run home and sit in front of the TV. Buses have been called to come and take those of you who ride the bus. You will be taken home early. I am calling your parents and letting them know that you're coming home early." I believe it was about 1 o'clock, 1:30. I forget the exact time. And this, in my opinion, was the day the United States of America changed permanently and forever. Why? Because the very progressive socialist Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson conveniently ended up being in Dallas, Texas that day when his wife, Jackie Kennedy, covered in the president's blood in that pink outfit she had on, in total shock, got on Air Force One and was a witness to the swearing in of Lyndon Baines Johnson as the president of the United States. It wasn't just a tragic event in America's history. It marks the beginning of a period of growing distrust of our federal government, a process that's still playing out today, perhaps more than ever. A new Gallup poll finds that a whopping two-thirds of the public rejects the theory that President Kennedy was killed by a lone gunman, Lee Harvey Oswald. Indeed, the Kennedy assassination has become a symbol of government corruption and cover-ups. The notion that our very own United States government plotted to kill President Kennedy is not only widespread, but it also forms the basis for subsequent other conspiracy theories, ranging from the unhinged 9/11 trutherisms to far less unhinged theories about January 6, 2021. In many ways, the Kennedy's assassination is ground zero for conspiracy theories. Basically, if the government can take out a president, it can do anything. Kind of an interesting article I found on Epoch Times. Well, Vicki and I have been to Daley Plaza. I climbed the steps and was standing next to two off-duty police officers behind that picket fence, the grassy knoll. Traffic cleared because of the traffic light there at the corner, that very severe angled, acute angled intersection where the limo had to slow down to make that turn. There's a traffic light there. The traffic light was red, blocking the traffic. Vicky went down and stood on the yellow X, where I believe the fatal shot took place. From the front, that blew the back part of his skull cap off into the grass some 25, 30 feet away. They have a marker in the ground showing exactly where the police found his skull cap. If you've never been to Dallas, Texas, if you've never been to Daly Plaza, you need to do it someday. Brett Gooding says, I was one day old, still in the hospital. Your birthday was yesterday? Well, happy birthday, sir. I didn't know that. Craig says, it must have been a warm day. Yes, it was a very warm November day. I believe, if memory serves me right, I don't even think we wore jackets. It was in the 60s. It must have been a warm day. I remember being carted home in a red wagon from grocery shopping about a mile away from my mother. Mothers did that back in those days. Kind of interesting. But it marks a time in our country's history that everything changed and shifted to Johnson's agenda, his socialist agenda, the Great Society, and what he planned to implement as president. Randy Walker, I remember watching it on TV as well. I was also five. Yep, mine is January 12, 1958. 5 years old, going to turn six in January. Ran home from school, walked in. My mom was crying on the couch. We were watching our blonde wood cabinet oval screened TV. I didn't understand why she was crying. Walter Cronkite had to take off his black rimmed glasses because he was choking up as he was covering the story. Absolutely remember it as clear as a bell. Absolutely. What did Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign yesterday? The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, signed into law the Reproductive Health Act. Many bills, 11 in total, two of which did not pass, lifting multiple abortion-related regulations. From the requirements for abortion procedural clinics to be licensed as freestanding surgical outpatient facilities and their required reporting mandates. Any injuries or death caused in these Planned Parenthood abortion clinics and others don't have to be reported anymore. Package of bills signed, Senate bills 474, 476, 477, along with House bills 4951, 4953, 4954, 4955, and 4956. On top of the aforementioned bills, the Reproductive Health Act legislation package now permits abortion referrals. can be made through higher education institutions. Colleges and universities in Michigan can now make referrals to abortion clinics. And guess what? None of them require parental consent or notice. Among the public acts being repealed are all the reporting requirements dealing with the disposal of fetal remains, informed consent, and partial birth abortions. It eliminates the criminal penalties on partial birth abortions and the, quote, quick child law, end quote. It also removes references to partial birth abortions in various public acts. And it repeals specific regulations on fetal remains. You see, the way these laws were passed along partisan lines, Democrats, all the Democrats voting for it, none of the Republicans, signed into law yesterday. Is a situation where now partial birth abortions all the way up until the moment of birth, the woman's water can break. The baby is coming naturally. She's in labor. The baby's not breached. The head is coming out, is exposed. Well, at that last moment, before the baby comes, for whatever reason, the mother can decide to end the baby's life. With the head exposed, they drill a hole in the skull cap, the very skull cap that President John F. Kennedy got blown off the back of his head 60 years ago today. They can drill a hole in the skull cap and scramble the brain and kill the child. And then they can start removing it, either in its entirety, a delivery, if you will, or they can perform partial birth and start cutting the baby up into pieces, putting it on a tray, piece by piece, making sure that they get all the pieces out. They now do not have to report what they're doing with the fetal remains. Those laws, regulations, have been repealed and signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday. And how did she justify it? Governor Whitmer said, quote, "The Reproductive Health Act lowers costs for patients and providers and protects every Michigander's constitutional right to make their own decisions about their own body," end quote. Michigan has become the abortion capital of the United States of America, perhaps the world.